This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good day. I've got a good day planned for you. It's Friday, the 25th of August. Yeah. So one of my guys in the farm says all the time, yeah. How can we make this a wonderful, memorable day? A question that I ask frequently, and I won't be able to do it from the get-go because I have sad news to begin my conversations with Jennifer, Victoria, and Kara. I'm not sure the Victoria. Well, yeah, I think all of you are probably, in one way or another, remember Jay Thomas. I remember Jay Thomas as a disc jockey. Jay Thomas had a great voice, had a great presence. He was actually one of the more stimulating artists when it came to playing records and talking about stars and just being there. That's one of the great qualities of somebody on the air, just being there. And I had no idea that he had cancer. For whatever the reason, he was a short, sort of a tough, wiry guy. I remember working with him on a couple of stations from Boston. He's from the Boston area. Made it big as a jock in New York. And I think when you were there, I believe he still had a show on Sirius, if I'm not mistaken, Victoria. Did you ever come across Jay Thomas?
Yes, and I worked with him and was a guest on his show. We did some bits together. He was wonderful. And actually, Lewis's first job was his board op. So Lewis actually it was devastated yesterday when he found out about Jay, and he did know he was sick. A few of his, you know, closer friends knew, but What a lovely, lovely person.
Yeah.
And actually, Lewis said yesterday, he and I wouldn't be married if it weren't for Jay, because Lewis got blamed for something a long time ago at Sirius and got fired, and Jay went right to the CEO and said, if you don't bring him back, I'm quitting. And so he literally went to bat for Lewis so hardcore, which was so just incredible and unnecessary, but thankfully he did, because I wouldn't have a husband right now.
Yeah. That's
but
a great
just a lovely
story.
Person. And
he was a great guy.
Everyone at Sirius, I mean, he was there every day for long stretches doing his show between the studio in New York and in L.A. or in, I think, Carmel is where he was, or Santa
he
Barbara.
He loved radio.
Yeah,
he was a real radio guy. He was. And so his days as a jock inspired his appearance on Late Night with David Letterman. He used to show up every year, tell the story of how A young disc jockey and his older co-worker captured the Lone Ranger. Clayton Moore starred as the Lone Ranger, got into a car accident, and Moore ultimately saved the day by telling off the driver of the other car. Some people describe, and I'm not putting myself in the same boat, but I remember hearing this once. He always had something to say when there was nothing to be said, never at a loss for words. He had lots of fun in his life. He had one of the things that made him a great jock is because he had such a vivid imagination. He was wild and crazy. I did not know Don Buchwald was his agent. For some reason or another, I never knew that about him either. Don Buchwald became famous as Howard Stern's agent. And has four or five guys in the radio world in that stable. He has a wife named Sally, Sam Jake, and J.T. Harding, the songwriter, his sons. J.T. for Jay Thomas. Thomas had placed Harding for adoption after conceiving him with a girlfriend at the beginning of his career, but when Harding's adopted dad died, the two reconnected. So there's a story and a half in itself. He was on Cheers. He was in Mork and Mindy. He was in Ray Donovan. He was on Bones and NCIS New Orleans. He liked acting, and he's good at it because he seemed to take it so easily. But he really was, at heart, a radio guy. And so it's 69.
pretty fun. I used to love listening to him as a kid. He used to do LA radio. And I remember growing up with him, and just he was one of those great pop storytellers on pop radio.
A consummate performer, and knew how to phrase things, put things together, so that when they came out on the radio,
Also, like you said in the beginning, Doug, he was an amazing storyteller.
Yeah,
I think you'd be hard pressed to find a better storyteller than Jay Thomas was.
Yeah, and his voice was just right. It was all of it just right. He was.
There are a lot of sad people today.
Yeah, that's a shame. Yeah, I was shocked when I saw that myself, and I did not know that he had had cancer. So it just goes to show you, you think about the good times, you think about what is important about life. I would say among everything else, that Jay Thomas was himself. He was an expert at being himself. I think he dressed in a way that expressed his personality. I think that he was quirky. Fascinating stories, as Victoria was saying. He was human. He was popular. He was confident. And I think that those are the sorts of things that make people stand out. So maybe that's a way to think about it. Many of you are just going to remember him as an actor, but a lot of other very deep roots in broadcasting. So, 69 years old, man, that's not good. It really isn't. Especially when you have all that talent, and he kept at it. I think he was pretty active until just as he, he was right up to the end. Do you know what kind of cancer he had, Victoria? Was it
I don't. I could ask Lewis. He knew. But we found out kind of a while ago that he had cancer. So I think everyone just thought he would beat it. I don't know that people thought this was going to be the end. I think this that's why it was so surprising yesterday.
All right. Some food for thought for you as a person who values life and the ability to have life and enjoy life. There's a lot. Whenever anybody that you know pass away, it always kind of comes to that, I think. Whether it's somebody in your family, a friend, someone you know who is popular, et cetera, et cetera. So, a good thought for Jay Thomas. 14 after the hour. Here's a remarkable product that we've started talking about here on the DJV Experience. Balance of Nature. Fruits and vegetables together in a capsule. What an amazing idea. Balance of Nature provides the nutrients of 9 to 11 servings of 31 different whole ripened fruits, vegetables. You take one a day. It's kind of like, remember the old, did you ever take when you were younger, one a day vitamins? How many people rose? Raise your hands.
They still make one a day,
We're raised on. Yeah, this is better. I tell you, it's better because it's food. You hear Jack Stockwell always talking about how much better it is to have food. 31 different ripened fruits and ripened vegetables put into this capsule, so you have that every single day. And it costs about 22 cents per serving. How about that? Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies help boost your immune system. My God, think about this. Your immune system needs to work so that there aren't problems in your body like we were just talking about with Jay. That's a immune system is so important and so valuable, and you can keep it tuned up by using Balance of Nature fruits and veggies in this capsule. So if you're of a mind, and I am, and I hope you are too, to call 800-246-8751. Man, what a great number. Easy to remember. 800-246-8751. Use the code DJV when you are working through the order process. And if you have questions, one of the great things about Balance of Nature is that you have the ability to talk to a health coach when you call that line. It doesn't cost you a thing. You want guidance? You have questions? Take steps to give yourself better overall health by taking advantage of their situation there at Balance of Nature. The balanceofnature.com website is loaded with testimonials, too, about how their products work and how people feel as they ingest and work through. What a great combination. I talk about Balance of Nature the fruits and veggies in there. And I would almost put that together as a routine with our Super Beats. Good combo. 800-246-8751 or online at balanceofnature.com. Just make sure you use the promo code DJV for a special discount. So that's an enhancement as well. Balanceofnature.com, promo code DJV.
With free next day delivery from Staples, you can run your business like a pro. You can guarantee the marketing department that they'll get their supplies tomorrow and guarantee the accounting department that they'll be delivered free. With free next day delivery, you'll have the ability to move deadlines up and adjust budgets down. Go to Staples.com and get the office essentials you need delivered next day for free. Staples, it's pro time. Orders over $49.99, placed by 5 p.m. Excludes weekends and holidays. Eligible items only.
Announcing the Office Depot Office Max Back to School One Cent event. Going on now in stores only. Check your purse or pockets, your car's cup holder, because a penny has never been more valuable. 10-pack pens, 1 cent. Composition notebooks, scissors, and plastic folders, all 1 cent each. Hurry to the 1 cent event only at Office Depot Office Max.
Taking care of business.
In store only. Limit 3 each while supplies last. Offer with minimum $5 purchase before tax. Ends 8/26.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. As summer wraps up, whether you're planning one more road trip, a backyard barbecue, or shopping for back to school, it pays to know all of your opportunities to earn rewards. Bank of America Preferred Rewards Executive Kevin Condon recommends layering your rewards programs to maximize earning opportunities.
Many grocery stores and gas stations have their own rewards programs. Earn even more rewards by paying with a credit card like Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards, which offers 3% cash back on gas purchases and 2% cash back at grocery stores and wholesale clubs.
Another tip from Condon is to take advantage of banking rewards programs to further boost credit card rewards.
Bank of America Preferred Rewards offers perks such as credit card cash back bonuses of up to 75%, no-fee ATM transactions, and waived fees on everyday banking services. Since Preferred Rewards launched in 2014, Bank of America customers have earned over $500 million in cash back and points bonuses.
For more information, visit www.bankofamerica.com/preferred-rewards.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, Mark James Assay, A-S-A-Y, at 19 past the hour, the next person in the news, Mark James Assay. Anybody want to take a shot at who this fellow is?
I don't know.
But this is one of those stories that comes up. We've been debating for almost our entire existence whether the death penalty works or not. The states that have the death penalty and put people to death, Florida, putting to death this guy using a drug it has never used before.
Oh,
a
boy.
Drug never used in an execution before. This fellow was, according to the judge who said, no, you shouldn't do this, treated as a guinea pig for a drug called etomidate, E-T-O-M-I-D-A-T-E. Does that sound, I never heard of this thing before, an untested death penalty drug. The judge argued that the case violates constitutional protections against cruel and unusual punishment. This guy, white guy, convicted in 1988, of killing a couple of Hispanics in Florida. First time in Florida they're executing a white man for killing a black man. Man, isn't that... That also tells you something about the system, doesn't it? I mean, when you think it through and how ridiculous it is, we have the kinds of things, the prejudices that we do in our country. So, but the justice... Where is the justice here? 1988. Hello. That was 39 years ago. This guy's been on death row for 39 years, since he was a teenager. Isn't that ridiculous? I mean, there are all kinds of things that are crazy about this story, but the fact that guy's been sitting there rotting since 1988, yeah, he got what he deserved, but how much, you know, they argue it's a deterrent? That's nonsense. 21 past the hour, it's the DJV experience.
North Korea. Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep all of your essentials protected. That means you can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit Solark.us to see EMP testing. That's Solark.us. Energy insurance for your family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
So this is kind of different, actually. If you're used to Taylor Swift, I don't think this sounds much like what she has traditionally sounded like. Am I right on that? I'm not a big fan, but we've played a lot of stuff from her over the years. And so this is brand new this morning from a new album called Reputation, due out on the 10th of November. And I'm looking at some of the comments online already. This song, named Frida, says this song is so good. But lots of people don't like the fact that she's changed her attitude and grown up some. No way. She can always do country. It doesn't work like that. I love this song.
I don't know that she's really changed her attitude, though.
I would actually think she's more immature than ever, because this whole song is it's a slam at Kanye, and it's just like, get over it.
Here's Ben,
isn't
who
that
says
her
the song
thing,
is
though?
Terrible.
Well, that's right. That's like, what I'm saying, is that's why she hasn't changed her attitude, because that's her thing. But I do, as far as the sound, this is a little bit darker. You know what's kind of interesting? I don't know if any of you have listened to the new Lord album, but she's friends with Lord, and part of this song sounds a lot like some of the songs on Lord's album. So it's kind of interesting. I wonder if she's taking a page out of her friend's book.
Well, she's taking a Cliff Notes, because Lord's is a lot better than this. She hasn't really, I don't know, I think this is just like bad 90s rap. I don't know, I don't...
Listen, you talk down.
I think it's weak.
Man.
How do you really feel, Victoria?
I think it's weak sauce.
Here's Zulu says the only real Swifties say this is a good song.
Yeah.
Look at the fans, they're screaming, this song is bad. Believe me, when you see the music video, you'll say, I love you, Taylor, you're the best. Here's Kara. Music is interesting, but the lyrics are not Taylor. So, some of the thoughts. A lot of people be talking about this today, whether it's good, bad, or not. We had the opportunity to bring it to you in our musical focus, which we have every hour in this program. So, there you go. Next up, a new documentary following Lady Gaga on tour. If you're a fan of the Gaga, you'll get a never-before look into her life on and off stage in this documentary, Gaga 5'2", which premieres on Netflix on the 22nd of next month.
She took to social media to share a series of teasers for the project yesterday. Quote, from struggles with relationships to health issues, from finding solace in her inner circle to conquering her insecurities, Gaga, 5'2", navigates the divide between life as a superstar and life as an everyday woman. Well, she considers herself a superstar. Didn't have ego problems.
Well, that's from Netflix. That's not from her.
Well, when you think about this, well, it says it came a series of, she took to social media to share a series of teasers. So this is what she shared, what Netflix said? Is that what, that's not?
No. What she teased were the few little clips of her talking in the video. One where she's talking about being lonely, and another where she's talking about her feud with Madonna.
She says, I admired her always. I still admire her no matter what she might think of me. Only thing that really bothers me about her is that, and then video
the clip
stops.
Cut off. Yeah, right. You have to watch it obviously to see what happens. But.
Right. Yeah. So a lot of people wonder about people who are big stars being insecure. That may be part of the nature of the business. I know a lot of radio people who are pretty insecure. I think we all are a bit insecure in our own ways. There's this, very few people have. The sort of tone and tenor to make it through completely without any reliance on friends or relatives. I think it's the nature of
I think any performer especially is insecure, don't you think? I mean, by nature?
Yeah, I think so. Always wondering.
They're looking for that acceptance from a crowd. Right.
Yeah. That's why they're doing it. 28 past the hour, food for thought and music from the DJB show.
How to not make anxiety worse. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Anxiety is so overwhelming that the last thing anyone struggling with anxiety needs is for others to make it worse for them. The way to make anxiety worse for someone is to tell that person to just... Now, the word just can be followed by any advice you want, but all that an anxious person is going to hear is the word just, because the word just minimizes the tremendous pain an anxious person is in. So you might as well say, just don't be anxious. And then maybe in your head, the anxious person will say, oh, that's all I have to do? Well, why didn't I think of that? Come on now. The word just minimizes the painful experience of anxiety that people are feeling. So here's what not to do. Don't say just followed by anything, because you cannot just fix someone else's anxiety. All you can really do is be there for them. Visit drchristianconti.com to learn more.
It's Super Saturday at Kohl's. Shop early birds until 1 p.m. to save big. Boys Carter's tees are just $7.99, and Junior's graphic tees are $9.99. Fashion sneakers are $24.99. Kitchen electrics are only $9.99, and the Big One bath towel is just $3.99. Everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Earn it on everything, spend it on anything. This Saturday, it's Super Saturday, only at Kohl's. Select styles, some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
We're saying thank you to guests at America's and Canada's Best Value Inns with our Hello Rewards program. We've done away with traditional points and tiers to make the experience all about you. Hello Rewards treats you to exclusive benefits, personalized perks, our best rates, and you can earn free nights at 1,100 hotels, including America's and Canada's Best Value Inns, Country Hearth, Guest House, and Red Lion Hotels. Reward your...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Good 34 after the hour. Heidi, Hody, Heidi. Friday the 20th. The last Friday of August, by the way. Next Friday will be the 1st of September. Labor Day is a week from Monday. Unga bunga. Yeah, I know.
I can't even. Don't ruin my Friday.
It's pumpkin season. Come
pumpkin
on.
Pumpkin time. Yeah,
when's Jen getting her first Halloween pumpkin spice latte?
Nah.
Soon. Very, very soon.
That's how we knew fall began.
Facebook.com/DJV show, where you can see, I think you got the picture up of Miles, who is on the job more or less here. John Cena's picture is there, too, in the story about how he helped fans. We were talking about this yesterday on a video to set readers to read letters from people who are his fans, and it turned out that a lot of the fans were actually in the room next to where he was doing the reading. And kind of a nice thing. So it has a nice touch to it, I think, don't you? That's why you posted
it. It's a great video, yeah.
Yeah, right. All right, next up, Amy Schumer, who seems to have been... this is pretty telling. Excuse me, a couple of things that I find telling that have to do with the so-called news media that I kind of wanted to share with you this morning. There's a story floating around in the Wall Street Journal, as a matter of fact, or about the Wall Street Journal, about how the editor took his journals, his people, his reporters to task because there's too much opinion and not enough fact and stories about Donald Trump, which I think happens. Even if you don't like Trump, and the facts are the facts, but there is this just too much opinion. And I use that as a sort of launching pad into this Amy Schumer thing, Variety, which is, would you say that was the Bible, Jennifer Victoria, of the entertainment industry? Can you go that
Certainly
far with it?
Certainly used to be, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so there was a story in there about Chris Rock and Dave Chappelle getting $20 million for their Netflix special. And apparently she asked for more money because she thought if they got it, then, well, the story was, that's the clarification here. The story was that she wanted more money because if they could get it, why couldn't she? She's a woman. She's not getting paid it because, you know, she's a woman. And apparently she was on Instagram yesterday explaining the story because the story wasn't accurate according to her. She said, quote, "I believe women deserve equal pay. However, I don't believe I deserve equal pay to Chris and Dave. They are legend. Two of the greatest comics of all time. I'd like to say that I have been selling out arenas these last couple of years, something a female comic hasn't really done. That's a big deal to me, especially because I know I do my very best every night for the audience and they have a good time. I didn't ask for the same as my friends. I did ask for more than the initial offer. I'll continue to work my butt off and be the best performer I can be. The reports of me demanding or insisting on equal pay are not true." So
I believe that.
Yeah. It's interesting. We were talking about this. Well, we were talking about her. Well, I did say something last night. My son's surprised because I like Dave Chappelle. I don't normally like vulgar. That's one of the reasons I don't like Schumer. So is that sexist? I find her work, there's nothing about what she does that appeals to me. I find her annoying as an actress. I went to see a couple of her movies thinking maybe I'll give her a chance.
Oh, I saw that movie she did with Goldie Hawn. That was terrible.
That's what I heard.
Yeah. Ugh. So is it Chris Rock? I think is extraordinary. I think he's just funny. Period. These guys are funny. I don't. Is Chris Rock considered to be as vulgar as Dave Chappelle? I don't know that he is.
I don't think so.
No. But do you find either of those two or both of them funny? What about?
I think they're hilarious.
Both, all three of them?
No, I don't think Amy Schumer's hilarious. I think some of her stand-up I've seen is okay, and other times I'm not an easy laugh when it comes to stand-up, though, so Chappelle and Chris Rock, to me, are in another category completely.
Yeah, I think they're different. Yeah, there are different kinds of crude, too, so you can have three people who are crude and two people who have a really amazing delivery of it, and just because they have, you know, similar topics doesn't mean that the jokes are going to be on the same part, because I think we all agree that Dave Chappelle and Chris Rock are on a totally different level.
Yeah.
Like, Amy Schumer was in Trainwreck, and I really like that movie. I never saw the other one with Goldie Hawn, but for me, she's very hit or miss, and that's how she is with everything. Comedy,
that's
movies.
An interesting way of putting it. Yeah, it's a very
she's already kind of working uphill, because I think when you talk about delivery care, that's exactly what came in. It's like, what vessel is it coming from? And for some reason, when it comes from Amy Schumer, sometimes I feel like her comedy is a bit, like, it's strained or it's pushed because she's trying so hard to attain whatever it is, whether it's shocking or whatever thing that it feels. It just feels a little bit put on, I think.
Yeah, that's totally true. Yeah, it's
trying.
Very forced.
She's trying too hard.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Okay, that's a way of putting it. She got $11 million for the special. They got 20 for theirs. That's a lot of money no matter how you shape it.
Yeah. Nobody's hurting here. No. Good news is nobody is hurting.
No. But at least I at first thought, that's going to come across if I say it like a kind of sexist comment or remark. But it really isn't. I'm a tough. Yeah, Victoria, you said something that was very interesting because I've been considered tough. Remember, there's a promo laying around there someplace. I don't know if I think you played it once, Kara, about how the former name of this program was the Good Day Show, and the promo went basically a Good Day Show where good comics go to die because people we used to have comedians come on here and they weren't funny. And
comedians
I tell them
on the radio,
funny.
That is really dicey. Yeah. I mean, I've had a few on other shows that I've worked on that are really good because they get radio, but it's very rare. It's very rare.
George Carlin, for me, was, in terms of people, I think Jerry Seinfeld has his moments. I do think he's funny some of the time. I thought George Carlin was funny all the time.
It was and just so smart, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just,
he could adapt to any situation. And whether it was, some people call it biting humor. I don't know how you describe it. I just know that it was funny, for me anyway. And then you go back into the old, I thought Johnny Carson was hysterical. He was a very serious, they talk about a serious, insecure guy. I thought his monologues were brilliant. I don't think there's a late night host and has been. Letterman once in a while hits it. I think he's very irregular and he's pretty much focused on himself and his own sort of insecurity. So I find it interesting that they're paying him, what, $3 million an episode for these interviews that he's doing on Netflix.
He is a very good interviewer, though, so I get why they would want him for that.
I think Jay Leno is very funny, frankly.
You know, I like all of the new late-night people in small doses, and that's kind of the interesting thing is that, you know, I choose to go on YouTube and I watch all of their funny little bits, but I never actually watch Fallon sitting at his desk and talking. I almost never watch him interviewing people, and maybe that's just me.
He's the worst.
He's a horrible.
So everything about Jimmy Fallon is all about Jimmy Fallon. I think the only one of the late night guys that can actually really interview people is Conan. And
He's good.
You know, I don't know why that is. It seems that
and
late
once
night
in a while he's
become
funny
more
too,
about
Jennifer.
The other person. Yeah. Oh no, I like Conan. Right. Actually, of Conan, Jimmy Kimmel, Fallon, and Stephen Colbert, he's the one that I would watch.
Conan, I think Conan is a good interviewer. I don't know if you guys, I mean, it's not in the same time slot, but if you've ever seen Seth Meyers interview someone, he is probably one of the most thoughtful interviewers that's on television right now.
He's just smart. Anyway,
he really is.
I think Seth.
I do like him as well.
And he's a great writer, too.
I like Kimmel, and I think that Kimmel is funny, but I think that I've kind of found, and this is not just with him, but with multiple people, that they seem to have trouble interviewing someone unless it's something that they really care about, which kind of I understand, not but not if you're being paid to be an interviewer. Because I watched after Jimmy Kimmel was talking about his son, he had Sean White, the snowboarder, come on, who was actually born with the same heart defect that his son was born with, which is really cool because Sean White is a multiple-time Olympic snowboarder. Like, he's gotten gold medal multiple times. So it was very cool to have him come on and say, okay, well, you can live a life and be an athlete and do all of these things just because, like, even if you have a heart defect. So he was obviously super invested in that and cared about that. Now, that was a great interview, but as far as other things that he's not super invested in and not super interested in, I don't think he's a good interviewer. And that goes for a lot of them, I think.
I'm just looking at some of the, we've been back and forth talking about how much money people are making on various television shows, and what, I've talked about this show, Ballers, that Dwayne Johnson is in. He gets $650,000 for each half-hour episode on HBO.
The Rock just sits and counts his money, I think.
He is he's just smart about it. But anyway, the Jimmy Kimmel thing. The late night hosts, Kimmel gets $16 million, and the other two get $15 million, which is a year I'm talking about, and that's more than. It's interesting because Jay Leno, at the peak, was somewhere between $25 and $30 million. I think maybe his last year was $31-32 million, and Carson was in the 25+ range even back. Remember Carson, as much as we still talk about him, he was done in 1992. That's when the Tonight Show stopped with Johnny Carson. 30 years, he went on in 1962, and he retired in 1992. And at that point, he was making $25-26 million a year. And he worked 3 days a week, 30 weeks a year. That was it. And, you know, he would go in.
It's like Judge Judy style.
Yeah. Well, it's a little bit more than that. But he would go in. He'd come in the afternoon. They used to tape at 5:30. He'd show up around 1:30, 2 o'clock, and they'd go through the monologue, and he'd talk about the guests, and he had kibitz a little bit. And then Carson would be in his office reading. And he was down at the bottom. The office was downstairs in a very dark corner. He had one light on in his office, and he'd sit in there and smoke and read until he went on the air after he'd mastered, mastered pretty much what he thought the monologue was. He left the rest of it to Fred, what was the guy's name? Fred DeCordova, who was the producer of the show. Ed, we used to go in at 3:30, get a haircut, take a nap, and go on at 5:30. And as soon as they were off, they went off onto their whatever the next gig was. But, it, you know, that stuff doesn't just happen. Those guys worked hard at a routine together, and, you know, they had a good camaraderie, and they had, it was good. What Carson knew how to do was, even though he wasn't at ease, he put people at ease. And that's, I think maybe that's more than being funny, is putting people at ease. You think that makes sense? Is that part of the story?
Mm-hmm.
Putting people at ease.
It's a huge piece of it.
Yeah.
I think that's why Johnny Carson was so much fun as an interviewer. Yeah. I know this dates us all, but if you look back at some of those episodes of Johnny Carson on YouTube, I think that's exactly what he would do, is he'd have fun with people and they'd crack up and be a little more fun because they felt at home.
And that's why I think, I know Victoria watches him a lot and so do I, that Graham Norton is one of the best interviewers as well. And I don't know if it's just because they've got drinks on the table, and I'm sure that helps a little bit, but he just has this thing about him where he's got four different celebrities who probably don't really know all that much about each other on the couch, and they share the most amazing stories that I don't hear them share anywhere else.
It's true.
Well, that's what's good. That's what you want. You want to hear something. That's what I hope we accomplish here, that you'll hear something here that you won't hear anywhere else. That's the idea. What's the point of looking for something that is the same as you can get everywhere else, or do you want to have something that's different that appeals to something about each person who's listening? I mean, all of us are sort of curious as to how much money these people, that's why I sort of glommed onto this and have spent some time on it this week, because it's interesting to see what some of these people are making. Sofia Vergara on Modern Family makes $500,000 an episode.
I think she's the highest paid on that show.
Yeah, she may be. Jeffrey Tambor has done a new series on Amazon called Transparent. He gets $275,000. There's a character. That guy is one of these other talented.
He's done so well for himself.
Yeah, well, he's an interesting guy.
He's a weirdo, but he's funny.
Yeah,
I'll look at him on Three's Company reruns and go, wow, look at your career.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus on Veep on HBO gets $250,000 an episode. Deborah Messing, Will and Grace, $250,000. That's more or less I'm surprised that Kevin can wait. Kevin James only getting $200,000 for that. Matt LeBlanc, I don't see him anymore as being anything other than he's just kind of like wallpaper. Paying him $200,000. Has anybody watched that show or any show that he's ever been in?
Well, it's weird. He's, speaking of Graham Norton, he's a guest on Graham Norton a lot. He's really big in the UK. He did that show Episodes, which was basically sort of a caricature of himself that a lot of people over here, sort of people who liked it, loved it, and other people just was like, they didn't get it. But over in the UK, that was a huge show. And now he's on something else that's also big over there.
Didn't he host Top Gear, which was pretty big over there? I was pretty sure that he was.
Oh, he was on Top Gear. Yeah. He was one of the guest co-hosts. Or
those
whatever,
people on Big Bang Theory all make $900,000 an episode. All of them.
Mm. That's pretty good. And they also didn't they give a little bit money back to the two that weren't making that much money?
I think you're right about that. Yeah. Just all these people who have come along. Kelly Ripa's getting 22, and Ryan's only getting 15. Which is interesting.
Aww. Kelly's also been there a long time.
Yeah,
she's
angry.
Right. Well, but I mean, that's what I said. And he's getting, 15 for doing American Idol?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pat and Sajak. All the other millions that he's got from everybody else.
Pat Sajak and, what's his face? Trebek. The two of them, 21 days a year, been hosting that show forever, both those shows, $15 million apiece.
Nice.
God love them.
Oh, my God.
Good work.
It's 10 before the hour here.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change?
See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Now 53 past the hour means it's time for Tech Talk, and this is the arena in which we look back over the week, find the top five stories, five tech stories, in order from number five to number one, courtesy of the mind and talent and mouth of Victoria Keelan, who studies all of this. I could do it myself, but I'd like to spread the wealth around and let people get into the spotlight, so I encourage.
You're so humble.
Thank you. No place like home. All right, so Airbnb is at number five as we work our way to number one. Why?
Well, Airbnb had a big week this week. It turns out that Airbnb usage is larger worldwide than the top five hotel groups combined. And this is people really have fought against Airbnb in certain cities. It's illegal. It's really, they've had an uphill battle, but yet they're still available in 91 countries worldwide, and they beat out Marriott, Hilton, Intercontinental, Accor Hotels, and Wyndham's combined. They have 3.9 million listings, and Airbnb has a jaw-dropping 41 million listings around the world. Of course, the U.S. is still the biggest market for Airbnb with 660,000 listings, and earlier this year, they got another $1 billion in funding in May, and now the total valuation for Airbnb is $31
billion. Wow. Hunga bunga. All right,
it all
next
started
up.
Just from a little app.
Yep. Same as Uber, all these apps. It's amazing.
Yep.
App, little software, bing, bang, boom. Number four this week, some recommendations for those of you who are readers or maybe ought to be.
Yes, if you like Bezos, Musk, or Zuckerberg, those are three of your favorite entrepreneurs, then you can now read some of the books that they consider to be their big inspiration. It's a new website called bookauthority.org, and it offers book recommendations on leadership, productivity, entrepreneurship from 150 of the richest people in the tech startup culture. So the site notes that Bill Gates reads 50 books every year, Mark Cuban reads 3 hours a day, Mark Zuckerberg Zuckerberg has resolved to read 24 books each year, and Warren Buffett apparently spends 80% of his day reading, which I would actually believe that about Warren Buffett.
Yeah.
It's very easy. It's free to sign up. All you have to do is select your topic of interest. You can choose startups, project management, success, productivity, and then a curated reading list based on what these other great minds read will pop right up into your, it's connected through Facebook. So it'll keep track of how much you read. It's a really great free site.
Really cool. All right, let's see number three going toward number one, Twitter, and the hashtag.
Yes, the hashtag turned 10 years old this week. 10 years ago, if we want a snapshot of what was happening, George W. Bush was president. Beyonce's Irreplaceable was the big hit song, and Apple had just released the first iPhone. And so at the same time, Twitter introduced the world to the hashtag. Now, before 10 years ago, the hashtag was just the pound sign. Whether it was on a push-button phone or on your cell phone or wherever, that was just known as the pound sign. And it's taken over, and there's an entire new generation of kids who don't even know what a pound sign is. They only know it's a hashtag. So the hashtag started in 2007. It has since been used 1 billion times in tweets.
Wow.
So it's really amazing. A former Google designer is the one who came up with the idea. He said he basically wanted to use the pound sign for groups of conversation on Twitter, and he never claimed it as his own. He didn't copyright it. He said he had no interest in making money off of hashtags. He said they are born of the internet and should be owned by no one.
Uh-huh. All right, so there you go. Number two, we're working our way toward number one as we do every week at this time. It's a robocall deal.
Well, you know, robocalls are just the bane of most people's existence right now. People have constantly been saying they had to change their phone number, they had to change their cell phone plan, they just can't get away from these calls. It turns out there's a little bit of a silver lining. If you got a call between July 2009 and March 2014 offering a free cruise on Royal Caribbean or Carnival or Norwegian, you actually might get $900 back from the government. This is a big, major FTC lawsuit settlement. So you can go to our Facebook page. The website is right there, and you can check to see if your phone number is eligible.
Wow. All right, number one. The, I don't say usual, but stories about Netflix and now Hulu are always there. This one's not great, but
no, this is not good at all. Yep, several cities and states are considering adding taxes to streaming services. So this would be Netflix, Hulu, Pandora, Spotify, any of your streaming services that are not taxed. This is now what's coming up before Congress. So I'm sure as people keep cutting the cable, they want to make the money back. They don't get those taxes anymore.
Well, there it is. It's all about money, right?
Yep.
Makes the world go. What is it, the old expression? Love makes the world go round? Money. And technology together. How about that? Put them both together. The Tech Talk Report. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan at 50.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.